Hi, podcast listeners. You know, there's something my wife often says. It's always a good time for bubbles. Sparkling wine, that is. And many more people have arrived at that same conclusion. As a matter of fact, according to Wine and Spirits magazine, sparkling is now the fourth most popular wine in restaurants, behind Pinot Noir, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Chardonnay, and now beating out Sauvignon Blanc for that fourth position. So today, on the wine road, it's time to pop the cork with Breathless Sparkling Wines. You know, it's funny, now with social media so active, I get plenty of leads, and Breathless is one who started following me on Instagram not too long ago. My handle there, by the way, is JD Wine Road. And I've seen them around at various tastings, so I thought it was time to share their story. They're in the town of Healdsburg in Sonoma County, and recently I stopped by to talk with Sharon Cohn. She, along with her two sisters, who are just as lovely as Sharon, are behind the brand. Conveniently, they're located right next door to Rack and Riddle. There's reason for that, which we'll get to in a moment. Like their wine, the tasting room sparkles and has 1920s-era jazz club music playing, as you'll hear in the background. On their website, it says Sharon is the glitz, glamour, and panache behind the bubbles of Breathless.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I probably am the one that runs the hardest and the fastest with the vision, with my sisters right by my side.
So I was guessing by that statement, which is on your website, by the way, that you're bubbly as well.
I try to be. And we enjoy bubbles. That's how the sisters celebrate everything, little to large things with our family and friends. It's really our go-to.
It's great that you get to work with your two sisters. And from what I read, your mother provided the inspiration for this project.
She absolutely did. With her loss, it was hard on all of us, and we really wanted to do something that inspired us and inspired us every day. She took no breath for granted, and that's how we want to live as well. She also, it's kind of a double-edged sword, she passed from a disease called Alpha-1, which is where you get emphysema, though you've never smoked a day in your life because you're missing one enzyme. And so we donate proceeds to the Alpha-1 Foundation as well as provide wines to their annual conference.
I was going to mention this later, but since you're bringing it up, I did see that you have a philanthropic desire because you do support many other nonprofits as well.
We do. We're really about health and wellness, focusing on children and women causes too. So we can get behind all of that, and we're really fortunate to be able to.
You know, I really like your artwork that you have on the label, with the woman sitting on a cork being flung through the air from the opening bottle. And it's a great representation of the early 20th century advertising artwork. And I chuckled when I read that the image is a tribute to your mother. How so?
She's taking, you know, no breath for granted. That's the bottom line there. It took us 2 years to figure out what to put on the bottle. And when we saw her, we just said she's living the life that we all want to lead and going for it. And so she was just the perfect choice.
Is that how she was? Was she like an adventurer or just always looking for the next fun thing?
She really was an adventurer, probably in a more natural way. We camped and backpacked and we're always outside. Hiking was her favorite pastime, as well as some tennis. So her going for it was always going for it out in nature.
I also found it interesting that not only you're working with your sisters, but they're right next door because they work at Rack and Riddle, which is where you make your sparkling wine. And Rebecca actually is the co-founder of the facility. And that's where you and many others make their sparkling wine.
It is. It's an amazing company that my sister and her partner found. It just filled that niche, and sparkling wine has become more and more important in the lineup for a winery, especially for celebrations or just to get things rolling. So their foresight has been brilliant, and our opportunity to be able to do this venture is because of Rack and Riddle.
When did they open?
It's been a little over 10 years now, and they started up in Hopland and now has moved to Healdsburg about 3 years ago.
And they have that large facility out in Alexander Valley as well.
Yes, they do, and that's where all the crush happens and all the barrels are They separate the barrels as well and the sparkling wine. So here at Moore Lane is where all the sparkling wine occurs.
And that explains your close-knit tie with winemaker Penny Gad Koster, who's a well-respected winemaker, and she's making your wine, and she's the executive winemaker at Rack and Riddle as well.
So true, and we're so lucky to be her pet project because we get all the good stuff and the accolades that she's garnered since we began are off the charts. The first one being at the Harvest Fair, the Sweepstakes Award in 2013. We weren't even out. We hadn't been released yet. We were had just decided on the label, as a matter of fact, and gingerly put a bottle out there with all the big boys and girls and came up with the Sweepstakes. So it was quite a celebration. Yeah.
And that was the same year she was announced as Winemaker of the Year by the North Bay Business Journal.
It's very true, yes. So she's been on a roll.
I met her during a Wine and Women event that I moderated, and she was kind enough to give me a tour of the big facility in Alexander Valley, Rack and Riddle. And I also interviewed Ashley Herzberg from Amista, who makes her wine, her sparkling wine there, and interviewed her there at Rack and Riddle during harvest a couple of years ago. And so, yes, it is a busy place.
It truly is. It truly is. And it's a gathering place because the best winemakers all around are coming through, and Penny's interacting with them and their wines, and it's very exciting, always exciting.
I was going to ask when Breathless got into business, but you pretty much answered that. It was like 2013. Is that when you considered your first year?
Right, when we started releasing. But, of course, we were thinking about it and working on the wines before that. And you know, just thinking about getting out there. And finally we're able to in 2013.
So it was 2 years, you said, trying to find out what you were going to put on the label, too. So that was prior to that. Huh?
Exactly, yep. Yeah. And, you know, deciding what wines we were going to start out with and getting those together. And Penny was so instrumental in all that and taking our hands.
And you came along at the right time because, more so just recently, but sparkling wine has had such an emergence in popularity. You see all ages drinking sparkling now, not just for celebrations.
Absolutely. It's for every day. I personally love bubbles every day. That's my go-to. Every once in a while when I want to change of pace, then I'll, you know, hit the still wines.
That's funny. Your change of pace is the still wines.
Yes.
Whereas with most people, it's the other way around. How about bathing? Do you bathe in sparkling?
I can't say I have.
So as far as the family goes, you're the one who's hitting the streets and you're out there traveling far and wide and selling the brand, huh?
Pretty much for the most part. Although my sisters will get out there too. It's been really fun being a team, and so everybody steps up wherever they need to. Cynthia's really great with getting out there and interacting with the public. Rebecca's a little more shy, but she takes care of our wine club and provides the space for us to do everything we do, so we're so grateful for that. But she spends a lot of time on Breathless as well. Cynthia does a lot of the procurement and getting the wines together, the glass, the labels, you know, all of the behind-the-scenes things, as well as getting out there and working the tasting room, you know, doing tastings.
What a fun team to be part of. Sharon Cohn of Breathless Sparkling Wines. I'll have her pass along the list of fabulous sparkling that Penny makes for them as I continue on the wine road. Hey, thanks for sticking around. I appreciate it. Getting back with Sharon, aside from other duties, she also works in the tasting room and in sales at Breathless. So I thought she could easily run down the list of sparkling wines they have to offer.
Oh, put me on the spot. Yes.
We should just be able to look off to the side there and see.
Oh, yes. So one of our newest wines and member-only wines is our Blanc de Blanc. Everybody's really loving that one. We have our Brut, which is our best value, I would say. And I kind of call that the wild child because it has your Pinot and your Chard, but also a little Pinot Meunier. Penny loves to play with the grapes, and Pinot Meunier is one that she loves to pull in whenever she can, even in a dosage or to the wines. So that's the Brut. And then we have the Blanc de Noir. And we have a Brut Rosé. We have a sparkling Moscato, which is not sweet at all. It's very dry, very spicy, very different. And there's Penny playing with the grapes again, but becoming a favorite around here, so it's really fun. And then we have a ratafia. In Champagne, the Champagne houses all have a ratafia that they make differently, but ours is right now a Pinot Gris base with some brandy, and they've been using this since the 1300s to ratify treaties, marriages, or just mark the day.
It's funny that the name comes from the ratification of its use.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward.
That was very nice, too. I really enjoyed that. And I like a dessert wine or aperitif that is fortified, so it has the brandy in there along with the Pinot Gris. So it kind of tastes syrupy just when you first get it on your tongue, but then that goes away. And it's so smooth and elegant. It's really enjoyable.
Thank you. Well, Penny did it again. That's all I can say on that.
You know, on your website, you tout quite a bit the fact that you use the Champagne method of making wine, the Méthode Champenoise. But like you mentioned, Penny uses Pinot Meunier in almost every wine that you make, the sparklings, except for the Blanc de Blanc, which is just Chardonnay. So not many sparkling wine houses use all three grapes, the Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and the Chardonnay. So you're one of the few doing that.
It's true, and in Champagne, they use those three grapes pretty much a third, a third, and a third, so they use it much more over there, but they need it for the flavors. We don't. We're so fruit-forward over here, so we just use little bits where it works, but we love Champagne, so anything we can do to be a little bit more like them, we love to do, too.
Yeah, you're the only one that I know of that has the ratafia.
It's great. I believe Jay does as well, and that would be because of Penny.
Now, dare I ask what your favorite is?
Oh, different day, different one. The Blanc de Noir is so beautiful with food. The flavors just really come out on that one. And I love the Brut Rosé out in the sunshine. The glass is just beautiful with the bubbles and the color.
So. I was telling you beforehand that I like sparkling wines that have color, the Blanc de Noir and sparkling rosé. And I really enjoyed your North Coast Brut, too, because it's got some 58% Pinot Noir in it.
Yep, at least, yeah. And then that little Pinot Meunier in there, it kind of makes it really great.
Now, on the phone yesterday, you said there will be some new additions coming soon. Do you want to talk about that here on the radio?
Okay, well, this is a secret. We're letting out of the bag. We are going to be starting some still wines, and they'll be called Still Breathless. We're going to be utilizing the same grapes from the vineyards where we get our Pinot and Chard, and making small quantities for our tasting room only.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's going to be special.
So they have to come in here to get the Pinot Noir and the Chardonnay. I love the name. How appropriate, Still Breathless.
Yes, we're really excited that that the name Breathless was available, and then to be able to put a little twist on the words there for the still. It's fun.
Well, the fact that that's only available in the tasting room gives people the chance to come up here and see your wonderful tasting room. It's very, I don't know how to describe it. It's lovely. It's a lovely tasting room, and you have a nice outdoor space with several different tasting areas, and I think everybody sure enjoys this space.
We've really enjoyed it, and yes, people do love it. The guys love it because it's four shipping containers put together, so they are always outside examining how we did that.
I got to have the dudes looking for the real building aspect.
Exactly, but that's a lot of fun. And then we glitzed it all up inside, so it works.
Yeah, that's the word that was skipping my mind, glitz.
So, yeah, and very 1920s kind of vibe, and music outside in the garden. We started the garden a couple years before we opened the tasting room, about a year and a half ago. So it's a little ahead, which is nice, and it's like a nice cocoon here in the summertime when it's all in bloom.
I love your music choice. It's kind of a pink martini feel.
Exactly, yeah. I love jazz. I'm definitely a jazz, but we want to keep it in the 1920s genre as well.
Well, the busy wine tasting season is getting underway, so do you have any other fun plans for 2018? Any fun events coming up?
Well, our annual party in the fall is usually our best party. We do a 1920s Cirque celebration. We have wild animals. We have circus acts, great circus food paired with great music and lots of good bubbles.
Any other things going on, like on weekends throughout the summer?
You know, we're working right now for some music and bubbles that we can stay open until 7, so we're thinking about a 4 to 7 weekly event coming up. We have Mother's Day event coming up. We are also partners with the Green Center, so we're doing some more concerts there, which is really fun. And then the Jazz Festival here in town as well, so June 9th we'll be having a free concert that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I don't know how many people realize at the Green Music Center, when you go there to watch a show, you can pay a little bit more and go earlier, and they often will have a winemaker on hand.
Exactly, and that's what we've been doing. It's been a fabulous partnership. Diana Reeves, and I think we're starting to think about the summertime shows, which will be a lot of fun, too, so we can be out there. And our wines will be at the concessions, too, so that's always great exposure and fun.
Well, Sharon, I'm sorry I've discovered that you guys are normally closed today, so I appreciate you being here and following through on the interview since I was going to be up in Healdsburg today. So great meeting you, and I wish you continued success.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for having us on.
Sharon Cohn, who along with her two sisters, Rebecca and Cynthia Faust, run Breathless Sparkling Wines with some major inspiration from their mother. Oh, and they also have a restored 1966 model Vespa scooter with an original vintage sidecar they allow guests to scoot around on in the parking lot. That's pretty cool. You can see a picture of it and learn more about Breathless on their website, breathlesswines.com. Sharon also wanted me to pass on to you that you can enjoy crepes with your bubbles on the last Sunday of each month. Brittany Crepes Food Truck shows up for a fun and delicious treat, so jot that down on your calendar through October. Once again, a big thanks to Sharon for meeting me on what could have been her day off. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Stitcher, or another podcast provider, you can find more interviews and interesting content on my website, onthewineroad.com. I'm on Facebook as On the Wine Road, and Instagram and Twitter at JD Wine Road. If you'd like to join my wine community, look for me on Patreon. There I provide compelling tidbits you won't find elsewhere, and I give you tempting incentives as a patron. That's patreon.com/onthewineroad. Patreon is Patreon. Thank you for your continued support and keeping me company on the wine road.